Welcome to the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, streaming live from BBS Radio in California. And today we're actually having a live show. Most of the time I have an opportunity to pre-record my guests, but today is a special show. It's your opportunity if you're listening in, if you've seen some of my adverts running over the past 4 years as I've been host for the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, to actually connect. To connect live. And I don't do these sessions very often. So pay attention, grab a pen, because I'm going to be giving you some information about how we can stay connected and how you can actually dial in live today with your questions, if you have questions. So if you're listening in the audience, today's show is about asking for what you want and getting it. I know, crazy, eh? So later on, in the show, in about 25 minutes, we're going to take a short break. But for now, we're all full on. I apologize for a couple of minutes starting a little bit later. Had some technology glitches going on, the tech gremlins. However, I'm here to serve. And you might notice today I'm wearing a red dress, partly because red is one of the company colors for Women in Wisdom Media. It's always featured on my book. It's on the spine of my book. But today is about wearing a red dress in honor of the recent focus on Red Dress Day, which is about celebrating and honoring and respecting what's happened with murdered and missing Indigenous women. So I'm actually going to put a post up afterwards on my LinkedIn page. If you're not on my LinkedIn page, go find me. Yvonne Neal Silver, and click to connect and share a little bit of a video I saw that was really quite moving, talking about some of the horrendous things that have been happening and what we need to do to be aware of how we can help. So, Red Dress Day today, dial in. So, if you haven't already grabbed your pen and paper, you want to write this number down because I'm going to be inviting dial-in callers in a little bit. So today is a live show. So the dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. Now I'm calling in from Rocky Mountains, Calgary, Canada. So if you find that your provider does not let you in with the toll-free number, here's an alternate number to dial in direct: 323 744-4831. So those are my Canadian or outside of US listeners. 323-744-4831 is the dial-in number. So let's get going. This is all about asking for what you want and getting it. Now, you might have seen I had a recent article on LinkedIn, and it was all about we get what we tolerate, right? Now, if we're not in our workplace, in our home, in our friendships, in our relationships, if we're not speaking up for what we want, if we are silent about a matter, guess what happens? First off, nothing, but it's almost like whatever is happening, the behavior that's going on around us is seen to be accepted as okay. Because if we're not speaking up, it must be okay, right? Well, no. I just went through the last 6 months of upheaval in my own life. So I'm speaking personally from fresh experience here that when we don't ask for what we want, when we don't speak up, we get what we tolerate. And sometimes that's not always having the results that we wanted. So, what do we do? Let's look at a few different scenarios. Say you want to be promoted with ease in your career. That's really about elevating your confidence, elevating your career. Now, I'm bringing this insight to you from a lot of research. So, when I was researching for my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, I came across a ton of research. There's over 175 references in the book. But what I learned recently, excuse me, in looking at research is that, excuse me, women who do not ask, they don't negotiate their first salary. By the time they reach 65, they have potentially left over $500,000 on the table that they could have earned simply by not asking, not negotiating. Excuse me, sorry, I'm just going to clear my throat one more time. There we go. So simply by not asking. So how do you ask? Because you don't want to come across in an interview process as being difficult. And yet at the same time, the fact that you're even getting a job offer is the prime time to be flexing those confidence muscles. And if you haven't learned how to do that, we can certainly have that conversation one-on-one. But it is time. That is the moment in time. They've already decided that they want to make you a job offer. Therefore, they are interested. They've probably had a conversation or one question that's come up during the interview process asking, you know, what are your salary expectations? Or sometimes it's, well, what are you making in your current salary? Which, to be honest, is totally irrelevant because your job situation, your level of responsibility, your salary, your benefits package, everything is going to be different going into a new company anyway. So that is actually a non-relevant question. And it's now banned in several states in the US to even ask, what are you currently making? Because it's not relevant. But salary expectations gives you an opportunity to offer a wide range. And you can respond to that if you're in the midst of doing this job interview process by something along these lines. I've done some research, and what I found is that the fairest salary range for this position or a position similar to this is between this and this. So say it's between, you know, $75,000 and $110,000. You might want to give a range of, say, $15,000. So maybe $75,000 to $90,000, $90,000 to $105,000. So give them a $15,000 range so that you can then have some power to negotiate. And then you follow that up by, and I'm sure that your company wants to retain its valuable staff by paying them top dollar so that you are a competitive organization that respects that women have the opportunity to really bring to the table different skills that include caring, optimism. We're bringing together all of our knowledge and contacts, but we're doing it in a way that promotes teamwork. So, what is your best offer? That is one way to inquire in the conversation. And when you get that offer back, then you can look at the total compensation. So yes, salary is one piece, but it's not the total compensation package. You might decide that flexibility to be able to work from home one or two days a week, to work remotely, is actually going to serve your family better. Whether you have a parking space, a reserved space that's actually in a busy downtown area that's going to save you time and hassle searching for a parking space in the morning if you drive to work. What is it that's going to make the difference? What is it that's going to be meaningful for you? And sometimes the benefits package is richer in some organizations than others. So if you're getting 70 or 80% paid for your medical and dental expenses, that could be worth more for you and your children, depending on whether they need braces or not, than it actually is in net cash in your pocket. So you want to have a little bit of a spreadsheet to be looking at, what does this actually mean and what is the value for me? Have that ready before you get your job offer, because you might find that once the energy starts flowing, you're going to get more than one job offer coming at once. So that's when you've actually reached the job offer stage, because you don't want to be one of those women who's leaving over $500,000 worth of money on the table just because you didn't ask. So how do you showcase your value? Well, getting promoted with ease is one of the things that very often women are challenged by, because they don't like to feel like they're bragging. Now, I was hosting a workshop recently, and in the moment, we actually reframed that concept. I love working with the power of words, as I mentioned. I'm the author of the best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And that's all about 40 different words and word concepts to help women to ask for what they want and get it. showcasing their value. So we know that from research, women's median earnings are still just about 84% of men's in the US, and in Canada, it's 83.7 was my last research. So we want to make sure that we are in fact being paid fairly. Even if it's legislated, we want to make sure that there are some teeth behind that to actually make it count. You need to understand what's the value that you're bringing to your role. Currently, if you're in an interview situation, how can you demonstrate that you have brought value to your current organization? So here's a few things to watch for. How did you increase revenue? Now, you might not be on the front line. You might not be on a sales position. You might not be leading the charge for bringing in new business, but you can still impact increasing revenues. Maybe you go to a barbecue. Maybe you have some of those conversations about how you love working where you work and you funnel a referral into the sales team. Maybe you're about decreasing expenses and wasting time. So how can you impact the bottom line, the profit line, is by decreasing expenses. So are you doing anything in your organization specifically to measure and track how you're decreasing expenses? Maybe it's a save paper project. Maybe it's a go green project. Maybe it's another project that relates to your company's values and aligns with some of the projects on board. But you want to capture what is the decrease that you personally were able to create in expenses. How much money did you save? Now, in a past experience with me, I was in a HR director role at the time. I revisited our benefits plan and I was able to save the company about $275,000 a year. That was a tangible number. And yet what we actually did didn't cost the organization more money, but it did look like it was giving more benefits to the individuals, to the employees. So we got creative with what the packages included. We can also look at how do we waste time, because time is our most precious resource. It's non-renewable. Once we have wasted that time, we're not going to get it back. So how can we be more efficient, more effective in our role that may ripple into other teams? And if it's something that's wasting their time or causing frustration, what can we own? What can we take on and demonstrate that value? Retaining clients, retaining employees. Those are important things today. It costs way more. We all know this, to attract a new client than it does to keep an existing client. Same thing with employees. Once we have turnover happening, there's a huge cost to turnover. And sometimes it takes 2 to 3 months to find that right person to backfill the role. So what are you doing that's impacting teamwork, retaining other employees around you, retaining employees on your team if you're in a leadership position? And if you're not, what are you doing to help retain customers if you are on the front line, if you are impacted in any way in the service delivery components of the organization? You can foster more efficiency. You can foster more outreach, more connection with your clients. What about fostering innovation? There is a huge amount of money lost without having innovation power. So think about this. If you're an employee and you're not fully engaged in your job, you're not proud of the organization where you work, you're probably not going to bring your best ideas forward, right? So are you in an organization where you're excited to be there, you're excited to show up, you're excited about the mission, and it's something that you would gladly talk about at a barbecue, at a public event with other people when they say, hey, so, you know, where do you work? What do? That you're proud to be part of that organization. And are you fostering innovation? Are you bringing new ideas of how things could be better, more effective, more efficient? Maybe it's a new product. Maybe you hear consistently from customers that there's something that they would love to see that needs to be added to the offerings. How are you doing that? So there's like five different ideas to increase revenue, decrease expenses or time wasted, retain clients, engage staff and reduce turnover, fostering innovation. If you can speak to those things, your personal value proposition, and rock your performance review or bring forward some of those metrics that you were able to save X amount of dollars, increase revenue by X percent, reduce turnover by X percent. That's the value add that you can negotiate a better salary with. Now, I often As I'm having these kind of conversations, I often think about the importance of timing. And I talk about this in my book. Actually, it's in chapter 8, when no words are even required, about timing. So we don't want to necessarily appear like we're bragging, but we also don't want to appear like we're selling something, very often for women. So how do you reframe? This is what came up in that workshop. It was the acronym BRAG that very often feels icky for women. So what if we reframe that? So it's not about puffing out our chest, but it is about using our brains, B for brains, our resilience, R for resilience, to take action, A for action, and head towards our clear outlined goals. So we're not bragging, we are using brains, resilience, defined action, and goals. Yeah, if you reframe it like that, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, this is just what I'm doing. All I'm doing is speaking about my results and speaking about where I'm heading. And I'm not only thinking about myself, I'm thinking about the greater good. I'm thinking about the team. So it's not about me, me, me. It's about how does this impact others as well? So when you think about it from that team perspective, from the more holistic approach of how you're helping humanity, how you're helping your clients, helping your team, helping your organization, it makes a huge difference for how you feel about what you're actually contributing. And what you've done is fact. If you can show the results, if you can show the numbers, that's fact. The other thing is, when do you even have these conversations? Sometimes we do have regular performance reviews happening if you're an employee, and I'll get to talking about entrepreneurs in just a minute. But if you're not having those reviews more than like once a year, sometimes we can open the conversation when a company is talking or when your leader is talking about the new strategic objectives. Maybe it's their year end, maybe it's their quarter end, and they're looking at the results. That's when you can bring to the conversation what you were able to do to move the needle on those results, what you were able to do to increase revenues, decrease expenses, retain clients, engage staff, foster innovation. What can you do and have that conversation? You know, I'm so happy I was able to bring to the team my humor as a way to engage employees. And we haven't had anybody leave on the team since we've been having more fun as a team. And I love bringing my humor. That's one of my gifts. You're not bragging. You're just stating a fact. It's a fact, right? So part of that conversation is tying into what's already happening externally, kind of like doing a SWOT analysis. You've got your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Some things are internal, some things are external. So tying into what's happening naturally outside, what's impacting your organization, what your organization has identified as strategic goals, tie in when those conversations are coming up, rather than trying to just create a conversation out of midair, which then feels forced. But if you're talking to your manager as they're talking about the alignment of their strategic company objectives and what's important, and they're talking about the bottom line, and you can align your conversation with how you are contributing to being in alignment, to making those numbers happen, then you have a much easier conversation because they've already opened the door to have that conversation and you're stepping through the doorway. So again, I'm going to advertise that dial in number. I don't know if we have people waiting in the wings or not, but this is an opportunity at this time to dial in. If you have questions, you have a coaching question. Oh my gosh, I'm not being heard at work. How do I do that? Let's have the conversation. Let's do it on live air. So the number to dial in on is 1-888-627-6008. Or from Canada, if the toll-free doesn't work, the number is 323-744-4831. We're actually going to go to a short break. So allow you to get time to grab your pen and paper, to make that dial in. We're going to go to a short break, and I'm actually going to share a little bit more. I get asked a lot about my book. It hit bestseller overnight and when it was released, and partly I think because there is so much energy and so much power in our words. Just changing up one word can make a massive difference. Quick example, think about the word should. You know, women, we should. Oh, I should do this. I should do that. We should on ourselves all the time. And should is one of those obligation, energy, negative kind of connotations. Whereas change it up to could, and all of a sudden, it's about opportunity. It's about lightness. It's about a shift in energy. It's about possibility. So, yeah, words are hugely important. Just one word can change your life. Here's a little bit more about the book. In case you're looking for something quick for Mother's Day, there is a PDF version available on Amazon as well. And you can get information about that from me directly. Here's the intro for the book.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, The New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, the Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power. Add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
Welcome back, everybody. So yes, that video was actually created in 2018. And that was when the book hit bestseller overnight. It is available on Amazon, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. And you can also actually download a free chapter right now. If you go to my website, yvonnesilver.com, click over to the free gift tab, you can actually download chapter 8. Chapter 8 is when no words are even required. And it looks at things like using in silence and the power pause, leveraging your energy, presence and body language, using your wardrobe for professional advancement, how important first impressions are. We all know that, but there's more in that content, talking about choices and timing and using your energy intentionally. So that's my free gift, yvonnesilver.com. Click on the free gift tab and you can download chapter 8, my gift today for you. And obviously, if you want the full book for a Mother's Day gift for yourself, or for someone else in your world, one of the women in your world who could really use a little bit more confident conversation happening, then you can certainly hop on Amazon as well and look it up there. It's available in audiobook and ebook and physical copy. So welcome back. If you're dialing or listening today and you're saying, oh, I will have a question for Yvonne, I'm going to take advantage of a dial-in live show. Here's the number to dial into if you were not with us earlier. Two numbers. If you're in the States, dial free, toll free, 1-888-627-6008. And if you're calling from elsewhere, Canada, where I am, etc., the number is 323-744-4831. So let's shift gears. Before the break, we were talking about how do we ask for what we want and get it, specifically around women professionals who are wanting a promotion or are wanting a new job and a higher salary. Let's switch gears for entrepreneurs, because that's where I do a lot of my work, helping women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish. And I do this work, if you don't know my story, if you haven't listened to any of my shows before, I do this work because I'm passionate about women finding their voice. I grew up in a house in England, and as the video that just played shared, my dad was PTSD. He came back from World War II with a bullet in Dunkirk, and he was an angry man who drained the dignity right out of my mom by criticizing her so much she lost her voice. And now, having gone through a period in my early teens where that happened to me too, based on his criticism, I realized that by not speaking up, it was almost like I was holding back. I was like keeping myself behind an emotional safety shield, but I'm keeping myself small behind the shield as well. And it was time when I hit 45 to come out and play bigger. Yes, I'm over 45. So the opportunities are all around us. And when we choose to be an entrepreneur, we choose to take a little bit more control of our life. I have a special needs son. And so dropping everything, running to the hospital, short notice, managing seizures, etc., that was my world. And that was, well, it still is my world. But it very, very much earlier on, when he had multiple surgeries, I needed more flexibility than working in a corporate position. So I chose to go out on my own, to leverage my executive coach certification, leverage 20 years of senior HR experiences, working from an admin manager to a VP in a global talent management firm, and to bring together that with my passion for conversation and language, which started in sales. That's how I came from England to Canada, working for a British sales company, a British education company who was hiring and training sales reps. So for women entrepreneurs, some interesting facts and stats. There's over 12.9 million women-owned businesses in the US, which employ 9.4 million people. So we're making a difference, ladies. Women entrepreneurs are contributing annual revenues of over $1.9 trillion. And yet, startups with all women teams still are only receiving, in 2023, the Harvard Business Review quoted the number, 3%. We're receiving 3% of the VC funding. And venture capital funding is really because those investors are betting on somebody that looks like them. And if we don't look like them and we're not clearly able to articulate the value, we're not able to articulate who is our ideal client, how we're serving them, what the value is, what the projections look like, then it's harder to get funding. And I talked in the first half of the show about some things that we could do internally to showcase our value. There is a way to have a better conversation with any of those funders, though. Or let's start with clients, because that's possibly easier. If we have the sales, we have the revenue numbers, then it's much easier to showcase that to those venture capital investors, because we got the numbers to prove it, to back it up. Here's what I did. Here's the numbers. Here's the revenue. Here's the evidence. Here's the proof. Because men get hired very often on potential and women get hired on results. So we need to clearly be able to articulate what those results are. But here's a little trick that I knew. I ran across a tool which is called Personality Science by Codebreaker. Now, this is a really clever tool. Many of you listening have perhaps taken an assessment at some point or other. Usually they're psychology-based assessments like DISC or MBTI or Colors or Berkman. And they're all designed for slightly different purposes. What I love about the Codebreaker tool and how cool it is with the newest AI additions and how to use it combined with ChatGPT for writing code quickly and messages for specific personality types, I like it because it's quick. So in less than 90 seconds, we can predict someone's personality and buying behavior. Yes, 90 seconds. And I actually have a free gift on that I'll tell you about in just a moment. So stay tuned. So what is this system? It's actually spelling four letters. It's an acronym that spells the word bank. So if you haven't heard about Codebreaker yet, you're not the only one. They are now just opened up their global division, taking the world by storm. So you're not behind yet, but you will be if you don't pay attention. So if you want to have your message heard, instead of being the one just doing the one-way speaking at you conversation, how about a collaborative conversation that's respectful based on the other person's needs? So when we know how the other person likes to get information, we can tailor our conversation to land and give them what they want, which means they can make a faster decision. Are we in or are we out? So let's just run through this quickly. So the B stands for blueprint. So this is, I have this on little cards. It's easy. B stands for blueprint. So the summary of the blueprint personality is very traditional. These are the people that show up very buttoned up, very neat, very tidy. Everything's organized. You better not be late. You better be at least 15 minutes early and have your briefcase organized. Don't show up with messy anything. Don't overquote. Make sure that you are in sync with them and you're not trying to rush them. You're not trying to overpromise. So very traditional. Nurses, lawyers, doctors, dentists, those people who are driven by rules fall into the category with personality identified for blueprint. The A in bank stands for action. So these are your high flyers, your speak fast, grab the mic, be at the front of the room, drive a fast car, very image focused, love their brand names, and they're high energy. They talk fast. Give me the bottom line. Don't give me the details. I don't want any more. It's got to be exciting. How does it help me make money? How does this opportunity help me stand out and make the world shine a better price, shine at a better, in a better way? So they speak fast and they're diametrically opposite to the blueprint personality, who speaks much more slowly, who looks at the details, very conservative. These guys buy on emotion, buy on their their energy and buy from other people that are already like them or working in their influence sphere. So B, A, N is the third one, nurturing. And nurturing personality, that's my primary personality. Nurturers are all about relationships. We're all about making a difference, making an impact, growth, teamwork, ethics, harmony, morality. We like to see contribution. And if you think about the work I do, yes, I work with women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish and their businesses are in a wide variety of different industries. And yet I love working with those with a social enterprise mission. They're driven, yes, but they're driven by making a difference, not just making money. They're making an impact. Very often they're women-owned businesses that are hiring more women and hiring them at fair wages. Woohoo! A double whammy, a double benefit, and giving them more flexibility in their work hours. So that's the nurturing personality. We love making referrals. So if that's something you're looking for, contact me, reach out. And then the last one is K for knowledge. So B-A-N-K, blueprint, action, nurture, knowledge. The last one is all about the science and the logic. So think about Spock, right? He wants the facts and he's very logical and he wants something to be cool and high tech. He values competency and expertise, does not suffer fools gladly, and you better be able to prove it. So don't come to the table if you're meeting with someone whose primary personality code is knowledge without your facts and figures, the research, the data, the evidence, the proof, because they're going to ask for it. And you can't rush them. You can't convince them of anything. They need to convince themselves through the data and the evidence. So there's four very different personality styles there. And if I've piqued your interest already, you're probably saying, well, I want to know what mine is. Yes, you do. You do want to know what your preferred communication style is. You want to know for your family members, what is their preferred communication style? Because this tool originally was designed by Sherry Tree, who is a struggling financial sales rep and could not get to the numbers she wanted. So she designed it to solve a problem of getting more sales. And it ended up skyrocketing, you know, in 3 years, going from $700 a year to over 1.3 million. And then, of course, people wanted to know, well, what are you doing? Well, she took some of those previous psychology tools, reverse engineered, played with the technology, tried, tested it out. A lot of research went into it and came out with this bank tool. And it's phenomenal because you can do it online and it takes 90 seconds. And I can even give you a free report. It's a $97 value, but I can give that to you. If you want to access this and check it out, go to my website, yvonnesilver.com, and it'll pop up right on the homepage, the opportunity to grab your own personality report. And there's even a little video of me and Sherry when I was in Las Vegas in the springtime. So check that out, yvonnesilver.com, right on the homepage. You can get your own copy of the report and then let's have a conversation. Let's see how does this apply to your business where you could actually be increasing your own sales by up to 300%. Simply by learning what is it that the person sitting in front of me wants for information in order to build a relationship and to serve. What's valuable for them? If it's nurturing, it's very different than if it's a knowledge personality, very different than a blueprint or an action personality, because there's four different codes. It's kind of like, what was that movie? They had a cryptex. And inside was a bottle of vinegar. And if you put the wrong code in, it would break the vial of vinegar inside and the parchment with the Holy Grail would get spoiled and you'd never know what the secret answer was. That's kind of like relationships. When we go charging in and we get it wrong, we can actually destroy the relationship right away, very quickly, by not honoring and respecting who the other person is and what they're looking for in a conversation. So I love working with this tool. It's one of those ways to ask for what you want and get it because you're being clear, you're demonstrating your value, but you're giving it to the other person in a fashion that they want to absorb best. So are you sharing connections? Are you sharing opportunity? Are you sharing the process, the system, the logic? Are you sharing the highlights, the data, the evidence, and the proof? So very, very important. Now, we know that for women in particular, you know, the United Nations is doing some great work. They came up with the national, the Women's Empowerment Principles back on March 8th, International Women's Day, 2010. So those were more inclined to be for women who are working internally and corporations to guide them. But if you're a woman entrepreneur and you're building your organization, you want it to be scalable. You want to hire people on your team so that you can actually take a vacation, something to consider. So yes, establishing high-level corporate leadership so that they can see that there's gender equality. They can see that you're treating all women fairly, ensuring the health and safety of women at work, promoting education for women, making sure that there are supply chain and marketing practices so that you're buying from other women-owned businesses, promoting equality through community initiatives and advocacy. Can you be on a board? Can you volunteer somewhere, make a difference that way, and publicly measuring and reporting on all progress that will help to achieve gender equality? Now, I haven't heard the phone buzzing, so I'm hoping that our technology is working today. This is your last opportunity in the last 10 minutes. If you were itching to dial in, get a coaching question in, talk about how do you, or ask about, how do you get what you want? How do you ask for what you want and get it? We have one last opportunity. I'll give you the number here. You can call in live. I'm still on the line live. 1-888-627-6008 is the last four numbers there, or 323-744-4831. Don't be shy. I know that there are hundreds of people listening and it makes for a more interesting show when we can actually have a conversation, but make sure that you do go to my website afterwards and download one of the two free gifts that I've offered. So yvonnesilver.com, which is on the free gift tab. You can get a free chapter from my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. Or you can get your own free personality report and learn more about your personality style, your primary style, and the other three in a 20-page report. My gift to you, just for checking out the website, yvonnesilver.com. It's right on the home page that pops up with an interview also from the founder and creator for this personality science tool, the Codebreaker tool called Bank, with Sherry Tree, the founder. So you want to take advantage of those opportunities, I'm sure, because when we ask for what we want and get it, what's the impact to that? What's the impact to that? If we have daughters, we're showing them, we're role modeling for them what's possible. If they can see it, they can believe it much more easily. I was at the recent Women of Inspiration, which I'm part of their alumni, in Toronto, watching a huge number of awards being given out again this year. Women change makers, women who are trailblazers, women who are making a difference, making an impact. And as my colleague Monica Kretschmer says, the founder for Universal Women's Network, when we honor one woman, we honor all women. So when we show what's possible, when we have that public appearance of what somebody else has achieved, all of a sudden it's like, well, I could do that, or I could certainly get closer to that. It's possible. So it is about asking for what you want and getting it. It's about using your words, using your language to develop powerful questions. You always want to have an open-ended question. So you don't want it to be a closed question that someone could answer yes or no to. Because if they answer yes, great, that leads to something. But if they answer no, where do you go in your conversation from that? So you always want to have a way that they can come back. So even if it's no in the moment, have a phrase that you've got in your back pocket already that keeps the door open for having another conversation. So if you're in a sales situation and your client is declining for whatever reason to engage with you right now, have another phrase that invites a conversation. I'd love to touch base in a couple of months with you. We've shared about, you know, what strategies you're working on and how your business could be even better. I'd love to look back and see how those things are flowing for you. Why not? Why not keep the conversation open? Because you just never know when these things are going to trigger. So today we were talking about asking for what you want and getting it. And I shared a number of practices for if you're asking for a promotion, if you're asking at an interview to make sure that your value is being showcased. And then when it comes to being in business as an entrepreneur, how do we have more sales? I mean, that's a key way to ask for what you want and get it, asking for bigger sales by understanding who's sitting in front of you and building a relationship with them first, because the old saying goes, nobody knows or nobody cares how much. What's the expression now? Oh, now it slipped my mind. There's an expression, but basically it's about them understanding that you care first. I'll have to look that up for the next time. So as the CEO and founder for Women and Wisdom Media, my role is all about supporting women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish, and doing that through this radio show and the replays that come from this. If you missed hearing the show from the beginning, there will be a replay. You can watch for that link coming out. I'll post it on LinkedIn and also through my mailing list as well for my VIP Women and Wisdom members. And also, you can reach out and connect. You know, there's a contact tab on my website, yvonnesilver.com. Just click on there and we can have a brief connection, 15-minute conversation. You can figure out how to get on my calendar. There's, I think, 5 open slots right now where I'm actually doing some coaching work, depending on what the situation is, that is a gift. So we've got Mother's Day coming up this month. I wanted to offer something special. So I have 5 of those complimentary slots. So let's have a conversation first, see if that's a fit for you, and then we'll go from there to book you in. So today we're talking about asking for what you want and getting it. The first step is believing that it's possible, believing that you can ask. And that sometimes takes a bit of a deep dive. So now it's time for you to go back, think about those high points in your career. What are you extremely proud of? What is it that you can put some numbers around, that you can showcase? Here's what I did. Here's how I created it. Here's the impact of it. And here's what resulted. Be proud of those accomplishments. Stand tall in those accomplishments. Speak especially with your teenagers, your young girls. Showcase what's possible. When I dedicated my book to my mom, I called her my first unmentor. So she showed me what not to do, because she was literally diminished by my dad. And so my work now is all around helping women to find their voice. And I actually have a webinar coming up later on this month, which is actually going to be on May. Let's wait for the date here. It's coming up on Thursday, May 23rd. And it is all about we get what we tolerate. And I'm going to be showcasing in that a new program called My Voice. And My Voice actually is, you know, M-Y-V-O-I-C-E. All of those 7 letters stand for something and stand for what the program is all about. So we've got to get back to the important elements that strengthen our voice before we can clearly articulate what we want and make sure that we're asking for it in the right timing, in the right way, with open-ended questions. We're not taking no for an answer. We're figuring out how can we make this happen. So that's today's show. If you missed the beginning, you can also listen later on to the replay. I will repost this on LinkedIn, on my Facebook page, but make sure you go out and take advantage of the gifts that are being offered this month. It's Mother's Day coming up. next Sunday. So it's an important month for me as the mother of a special needs child. And it's also an important month to celebrate the women in your life. Celebrate the mothers out there who unselfishly give of their time. And make sure that you're also being that role model for your own kids by asking clearly for what you want and learning how to get it. So again, the tools offered today, the free gift tab on my website, yvonnesilver.com, pick up a copy, a free copy of chapter 8, or pick up a free copy of your own personality report by going to the homepage at yvonnesilver.com and clicking that big button, get your personality report. It's my gift to you, complimentary, and it takes 90 seconds, and then you'll get your email report coming to you, and you can browse through that. Think about who's in my family and what might be their personality as well. That's our show for today. Dial in again in 2 weeks for another edition of Words, Women, Wisdom, the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show. I'm your host, Yvonne E.L. Silver, executive coach working with women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish. Thanks for joining me today. Have a beautiful week and a beautiful Mother's Day month. Bye for now, everybody.